and will become absorbed in that mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Sankirtan mood, which Srivast Thakur was so intimately involved in. Well, Prabhupada one time, he actually discussed whether to translate Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavan. He decided to translate the Chaitanya Charitamrita, although he was also, you know, considering chanting, translating Chaitanya Bhagavan. Fortunately, now we have translations of both Chaitanya Lila, Chaitanya Bhagavat, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we're going to read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is a very important chapter, Lord Chaitanya in Five Features. Sometimes, even there was an incident maybe in 1975 or something when some of the devotees were, let's say, a little prematurely, behaving a little premature in their devotional service. And we're thinking that, you know, we can maybe practice Raghunuga Bhakti. Prabhupada was not at all happy. Practically, he said this is the greatest threat or danger to our movement. It's not something that one practices prematurely. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada describes how this evolves in of itself, naturally, when one reaches a certain stage of maturity in devotional service. One of the primary pastimes of Srivast Thakur involves, basically speaking, this principle, which we'll be discussing mainly in our little talk today. So, Prabhupada chastised the devotees and warned all the devotees of the movement not to imitate, but rather to follow. And even the devotees were saying that they were reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Prabhupada said you should read from the Adi Lila, chapter 7. And when we're actually following and living this principle, and maybe we can talk further. So this is chapter 7. Please repeat. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Tanhara Chalanashita Sevadadanya. I didn't expect you to repeat it. Let me offer glorification to the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who has taken shelter of his lotus feet is the most glorious person. In the beginning, I have discussed the truth about the spiritual master. Now I shall try to explain the Panchatattva. Pancha five tattvas, truths. These five tattvas incarnate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus the Lord executes his Sankirtan movement with great pleasure. That's today's verse, so we'll chant it together. So these five tattvas incarnate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus the Lord executes his Sankirtan movement with great pleasure. Panchatattva Avatirna Chaitanyera Sange Panchatattva Lana Karena Sankirtana Range Panchatattva Avatirna Chaitanyera Sange Panchatattva lana karena sankirtana runge. Panchatattva avatirna chaitanyara sange. Panchatattva lana karena sankirtana runge. Panchatattva avatirna chaitanyara sange. Panchatattva lana karena sankirtana runge. Anyone like to chant? Pancha tattva avatena chaitanyera sanghe. Pancha tattva lana karena sankirtan navange. Pancha tattva avatena chaitanyera sanghe. Tattva lana karena sankirtan arange. Pancha tattva avatena chaitanyera sanghe. Pancha tattva lana karena sankirtan arange. Ladies, Pancha tattva chavatena chaitanyera sanghe. Pancha tattva lana karena sankirtana runge. Pancha tattva avatena chaitanya rasange. Pancha tattva lana karena sankirtana runge. Pancha tattva. These five tattvas, avatirna, advented, chaitanyera, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanghe, in company, in company with Pancha Tattva, the same five subjects, Lana, taking with himself, Karena, he does, Sankirtana, the Sankirtan movement, Runge, in great pleasure. These five tattvas incarnate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus the Lord executes his Sankirtan movement with great pleasure. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the following statement regarding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you know it, we can chant it together. This is 11.5.32. Krishna Varnam Krishna Krishnam Sangopangashta Parshadam Yagyayar Sankirtanam Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. In the age of Kali, people who are endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord, who is accompanied by his associates by the performance of Sankirtan Yajna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his plenary expansion, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, his incarnation, Sri Advaita Prabhu, his internal potency, Sri Gadadhar Prabhu, and his marginal potency, Srivas Prabhu. He is the midst of them as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by these other tattvas. Therefore, our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are complete when we say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Louder, come on. As creatures of the Krishna consciousness movement, we first offer our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting this Pancha Tattva mantra. Then we say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It has become a little fashion that many times devotees do not chant the Pancha Tattva Mahamantra before chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We should do it because Prabhupada said we should do it, even if we don't want to. It's irrelevant. Our business is to follow Srila Prabhupada, not our whim or the latest fashion. There are 10 offenses in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but these are not considered in the chanting of the Pancha Tattva mantra. Namely, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Mahavadanyavatara, the most magnanimous incarnation. For he does not consider the offenses of the fallen souls.
Thus, to derive the full benefit of the chanting of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We must first take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, learn the Panchatattva Maha Mantra, and then chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That will be effective. Advancement in Krishna consciousness depends entirely upon mercy, not upon our practice. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 7th chapter of the 1st canto, maybe in text number 6 or 7, the awakening of our dormant loving affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not depend at all upon our mechanical process of chanting and hearing, but depends wholly and solely upon the mercy of the Lord. We have to get his mercy. How to get his mercy? We have to get the mercy of the representative of the Lord, the representative of Lord Nityananda, Srila Prabhupada. He is the embodiment of all the devas, the representative, manifest representative of our disciplic succession. We have to get his mercy. That mercy is available to those who sincerely try to dedicate themselves to acting in a way for his pleasure and worshipping him by a vani seva, by serving his instructions in their own lives and then sharing that with others. Taking advantage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many unscrupulous devotees manufacture a Maha Mantra of their own. Sometimes they sing, Bhaja Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Hare Krishna Hare Ram. Now, believe it or not, and Penang in Malaysia, I wasn't there, but the devotees came and asked me what to do on the Harinam Sankirtan. The ISKCON devotees were chanting this mantra, Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Hare Krishna Hare Ram. They were chanting on the street on Harinam Sankirtan. Well, of course, they had not read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, as many devotees have not read the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We sometimes don't read Srila Prabhupada's books. We read a million and one other books, and we leave Prabhupada's books to go dusty in the back, in the box sometimes. Sometimes in the cupboard, which we can't open when we try to open it. If Prabhupada himself said, if you want to know me, read my books. He didn't say we may have to read other books for certain reasons, but primarily we should read Prabhupada's books. That's Prabhupada. He's here and personally present in his writing, in ecstatic association in his books. Yes, Prabhupada encouraged other devotees to write books, but not at the cost of reading Prabhupada's books. Somebody else may have a wonderful impression of Srila Prabhupada, which inspires us, but if we really want to know Prabhupada and develop our relationship with Srila Prabhupada, we have to hear from him. Hear his lectures, read his books. Listen to his bhajans first and foremost if we want to be in Prabhupada's family solidly and fixed. Otherwise, we may be. It's wonderful. So many wonderful, wonderful books are there. So many wonderful lectures are there. But they should always be putting us in the acharya in the center. And that means to actually hear from Srila Prabhupada. He's given us these books to save the world. They're the law books for the next 9-10,000 years. We don't know the law, we're going to get into trouble. Sometimes that we've read that. Or Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Hare Krishna Hare Ram Sri Radhe Govinda. So they'd learned this from going to Jagannath Puri and going to Haridas Thakur's Samadhi, and they thought, oh, this is very nice. You can learn so many things going out into the villages of Vrindavan and this and that. Just imitation. We have to follow, not imitate. Actually, however, one should chant the names of the full Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And then the 16 words, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But these unscrupulous, less intelligent men confuse the entire process. Of course, since they are also devotees, they can express their feelings in that way, But the method prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure devotees is to first chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda, and then chant Hare Krishna. Wakey, wakey. And be happy. Hare Krishna. Any questions? No. Put your hand down. We haven't started yet, boss. I know there's loads of questions. Come on. I'm joking. Huh? Quick question. One question only. Quick. Microphone. Quick question. It's going to be real quick and a quick answer. We've been asked to speak on Shiva's Thakur, so I have to get on the point. Doesn't work. There we go. Okay, keep it till later.
I just now worked perfectly. Thank you very much, Maharaj. This was just nectar make this point.
Okay, prasadam is coming soon.
It's very significant, by the way. If you look at the altars, there are three people standing in front of one Itai. There are about seven people standing in front of Krishna Balaram. There are about 50 people standing in front of Radha Krishna. It's very symptomatic for what you just explained. People try to approach Radha Krishna, although they have not passed the level of anatta-nivritti. They want to go to Ruchi immediately. That's a tendency which is all over ISKCON left and right. When Prabhupada opened this place, he said, now Lord Chaitanya is here, you can go to Lord Nityananda and you can say, my dear sir, I have this and that problem. Please help me to solve this problem. And he will help you. Yet 40 years passed and everybody is standing in front of Radha. We cannot approach Radha Krishna at present. We have to go through the channel that has been given by the Acharya. It's so neglected in our society. It's unbelievable. When Srila Prabhupada was in his room, at one time there was a commotion in the temple. He asked his servant to go and see what was going on. He came back, a man is rolling over the floor, hair on end, chanting Radhe Radhe, Sham Sham, Goranga, whatever, in total love of God. Prabhupada said, you take my cane and beat him. So he didn't want to do it. It was Hare Krishna. He didn't want to do it. He said, do it. Go, I tell you, go and beat. He went into the room and he beat the man. The man got up and became so angry, cursing Hare Krishna, and ran out of the door.
Hare Krishna.
And then Prabhupada heard and said, just see the imposter. And that's what's going on subtly since the very beginning of our movement. I'm very glad to bring all kinds of things that are sung in all kinds of Anupjalota melodies, cinema music, that is not the way how Prabhupada chanted, the way how Prabhupada preached, the prayer how Prabhupada chanted the Hare Krishna mantra and wanted us to behave. It's not. We have to get back to the roots here. Thank you very much for what you said.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prithu Prabhu. Of course, we have to take the cane on our own hearts now. It's easy to speak, it's hard to apply. We have to ask ourselves, are we in line with Srila Prabhupada? Are we in line with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement? Is this our Sankirtan movement that Srila Prabhupada wanted to conquer the world? Is there something more we can do to spread this mission? We're going to have to be a little brief. I want to discuss some of the pastimes of Sri Vasudeva Thakura, as he is so instrumental in this Sankirtan movement. We already mentioned a little bit. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Sri Vasudeva Thakura and his consort, Nandini Devi, who's Ambika, she's a nurse in the spiritual world, appeared in the Grihastha Ashram to facilitate Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. They came and assisted with Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata when Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. They were just like the second appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although during Lord Chaitanya's earlier life, as we heard, he did not manifest his purposes for appearance. In fact, it appeared like he wasn't behaving like a devotee, but the speaker of the Supreme Lord. He was a haughty, impudent, sometimes arrogant scholar. The devotees were magnetically attracted to him. He had this magnetic attraction. He was so beautiful and
everything about him was just so attractive. Srivas Thakur was also magnetically attracted. One day he went to Mahaprabhu and said, he said, Nimai, what is the purpose of your study? Simply reading books. If our study doesn't lead us to bhakti, it's a waste of time. What is the use of knowledge and material benefits if they don't result in bhakti? You're wasting your time, Nimai. Nimai Pandit respectively offered his obeisance practically to Srivas and said, yes, by your blessings, I will realize this in time. I may also take up devotional service. Shortly after that, Mahaprabhu was initiated by Ishwara Puri. As you may know, therein or thereafter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began revealing his external purposes for his appearance in this world, to propagate. For two purposes, we can read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Lord appeared in this world to taste Krishna Prema along with Harinam Sankirtan. Thus, along with his devotees, he tasted this nectar. Even amongst the untouchables, he distributed this Sankirtan movement, and he wove a wreath of Prema and Nam Sankirtan with which he garlanded the whole material world. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. We are so fortunate, every one of us. Lord Chaitanya, we can read in chapter 9, how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, maybe 8 or 9, how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given everyone this opportunity to become absorbed in this Sankirtan movement. Shortly after initiation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course he's the original, he's initiating everyone with the holy name, but this is the process. This is the process, as Srila Prabhupada said. If we want to become offenseless in our chanting, the process is we must take initiation. Simple as that. He's written it in his own words. Lord Chaitanya himself showed the example. So then he began the Sankirtan. Shortly after that, in the houses of Chandrasekhar, different devotees, in the house particularly of Srivas Thakur, they began the Nagar Sankirtan. Now this is the confidential Sankirtan, the inner Sankirtan, and the purified heart of a pure devotee. He does not expose it in public. It is confidential. If you have something very, very confidential, you do not make it public. Otherwise, it's a good, just like Prasena, the brother of Satrajit. He got a little carried away with the Shaman Taku jewel, and we all know what happened to him. He got caught in the lion's den. And that's what happens when we advertise our austerities, or advertise our whatever we think we've got. And if we have it, Prabhupada writes again in the Nectar of Devotion, it's a confidential thing. The devotee who's on an advanced platform still continues to act as a neophyte. Because 99.9999999% of devotees or people who come to Krishna consciousness are basically neophyte on different levels, maybe. So that confidential kirtan in the house, or in Srivas Angan, means the courtyard of Srivas. Angan is courtyard. And externally, Lord Chaitanya bestowed his mercy on all the living entities outside who were not allowed entrance into that confidential pastime. I'm just going to discuss the pastimes in Srivas Angan. If we have any more time, we'll discuss a few more pastimes if Krishna gives us a memory to remember them. Every night, the devotees would assemble. They are his confidential associates. Most people could not, didn't have the visa to enter in. We have to have a visa to enter into these confidential pastimes. It means we have to be completely free of false ego, completely free of material desire. We want to enter. Vishaya churiya sirasimaji mukhe bolo hari hari You really want to taste the holy name, Vishayacharya. Now, free of sense gratification doesn't just mean, you know, we're following four regulated principles. That's the beginning. That's the foundation. You don't live in foundations. You have to grow up. False prestige, pratishtha, and so on and so forth are really the biggest problem for most of us. Name, fame, wealth, adoration, etc. Seeing ourselves in the center takes time. The right association, following the right process, it's possible that by the mercy of the Lord that these subtle coverings can be dissipated. So those devotees who entered into those pastimes had no such coverings whatsoever. I mean, most of them were his confidential associates or those who were ready. Just like the Rasalila, you cannot enter in unless one is completely free of all affection for everything and anything except for pure love for Krishna or what pleases Krishna. Everyone's there is simply there for the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're his internal potencies or devotees who realize their position that they exist for the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's their visa for entering in. Otherwise, you have to wait outside, you're on the waiting list to become purified. So many were outside. Some were antagonistic. Some were really angry. They would even complain. Did Srivas Thakur throw his house into the Ganga? He's causing havoc around here. This Nimite Pandit was a nice boy until he came in touch with his Srivas. He was a good Pandit. Now he's been madman, behaving like a crazy fellow. It's his Srivas' fault. Kick him out. The Muslims will come soon and cause chaos in this town because of Srivas. They were so angry. We know what they're really doing. They're drunk. They're drinking liquor all night. They're hollering their heads off because their bellies are hungry. They want something to eat. And we also know that they entice all the pretty girls and secretly take them in there at night. They were talking like this. Envious atheists. Simply envious. People may say what they like. But the party went on. Some people were very favorable. They were thinking, oh, if only I could become eligible to enter into this transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Just to see the Lord dance once would be sufficient to satisfy all of my desires. Different people had different moods. It's like when Krishna entered into the yajna, the Dana Yajna in Kamsa's city. And Dhanavir Maharaj, whenever we talk, he's preaching in Kansas City in America. Kansas. But there, everyone saw the Lord in different light. So they saw in different light, or they speculated in different light, whichever it may be. Anyway, inside there, the ecstatic dancing and chanting is going on. You can read the descriptions in Chaitanya Bhagavat. We don't have time to get into fine details. We just mentioned some of the pastimes and try to illustrate them. There was one servant, maidservant, simple maidservant of Srivas Thakur. Her name was Duki. And she was such a devotee. Every day she would bring fresh water from the Ganga, many pots back and forth, and place them nicely and beautifully in rows for the pleasure of the devotees in the Nagarsa, in the Kirtan. In the kirtan, the nocturnal kirtans in Srivas's house, so they could refresh themselves. Or sometimes it's said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets, after some hours, would be so static, sweating, and so he would go and actually pour water and cool himself down. After a while, Mahaprabhu said to Srivas, "Srivas, who is so nicely bringing all this water?" And Srivas Thakur said, "This is Duki. My maidservant is bringing the water." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Duki? No, no, not Duki. She is now Suki. She is happy." And she was blessed by Mahaprabhu. And then Srivas Thakur no longer considered her his maidservant, but rather he offered his respects to Suki. She was so happily performing this menial service. So here's one thing. Don't try to push your head in the forefront. Take the limelight. Menial service is what really attracts the attention of Lord Chaitanya. Don't try to see Krishna. Act in a way that Krishna will see us. One of Prabhupada's famous sayings, Srila Prabhupada. So Dukhi was like that, humbly in the background. But her service is what's noticed. Not her face, not the color of her sari, not the makeup, not the, you know, the latest fashion. It's the service mentality. Humble service mentality of pleasing the master. At that time, there were many instances actually, there was one envious man. His name was Gopal Chapala. He was a very learned Brahmin, quite well known and respected. However, he was envious of the Vaishnavas. And he decided, because he wasn't allowed in, so he thought, what shall I do to try to, you know, get my... You know, sometimes you want to do something to defame somebody who's, you know, getting the fame and they're not recognizing us for whatever reason. So he decided when the kirtan was going on, he went to the outer porch of the Srivas Thakur's house, and there he placed some bottles of wine, nice wine with some vermilion and some turmeric and some red sandalwood and different things, and some rice and different things, which are generally used, and some flowers, specific flowers, which are used in the Durga Puja. And he left it there. And in the morning when the kirtan was closed, Srivas Thakur came out and said, "Ha! Now you all know exactly what I'm doing. Just see, the evidence is here." Now this is a very important lesson. A very important lesson. When somebody offends us, or we take it like that, or criticizes us, whatever it is, do not fight back. Don't fight back. If you do, it's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat that you receive their karmic reactions. You don't fight back. If you don't fight back, you get whatever good karma they've got, if you're interested in karma. But the principle is there. We don't fight back. Tina the peace and the china. We're humble. So Srivas Thakur was saying, let's see the evidence. Actually, I'm a Shakta worshipper. Here is the proof. Everybody realize this is ridiculous. You're not a Shakta worshipper. Which rascal has done this? They said. Who has done this? Nonsense. See, the truth prevails. We don't have to advertise ourselves. So then, those pious people cleaned up the place. Within 3 days, that Gopal Chapala, he got a little sick. A little sniffle. It became a bit of a serious sniffle. His nose fell off. It wasn't just a sniff. He got leprosy. Terrible leprosy, and his body was being bitten by horrible worms left and right. He was piteously suffering, and because it's contagious, he left that area. Srivas Thakur of Mayapur, he left and crossed the Ganga, and he was living alone on the banks of the Ganga, and everyone was avoiding him. His life was pathetic. One day, Mahaprabhu passed by, and he said, Gauranga, please save me. You are the deliverer of the fallen souls. He was a little simple. He had some faith, actually, although he was envious because he wasn't allowed in. There was a little bit of simplicity there also. Mahaprabhu said, I will never deliver you. Oh, offender. One who is envious of the pure devotees may be bitten by these worms for millions of years. For your offense to Srivas Thakur, you will have to take at least 10 million births like this. Be careful. He was lost. Mahaprabhu took sannyas shortly after that, went off to Puri. What hope has he got? When he came back from Puri, however, again, he fell at Mahaprabhu's feet. Begged Mahaprabhu, you are the Supreme Lord. You are the deliverer of Patita Pavana. What chance do we have? I'm the most fallen wretch. He kind of came to realize his situation. Mahaprabhu said, there's nothing I can do for you, O sinful personality. The only hope you have is to go to Srivas Thakur and fall at his feet and beg his mercy. Immediately he did. And he was relieved from his situation. That is the only way to get released from our offenses to Vaishnavas. We have to have the mercy of the Vaishnava. Not even the Lord can't help us. So that was one incident, famous pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Another time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing ecstatically in his house, in the house of Srivas Thakur. And there was Samari, stop the kirtan. Srivas, why am I not feeling ecstatic tonight? I don't know, my lord. Is there someone in this house who shouldn't be here? Not to my knowledge, my lord. Look around, see who's here. Sure enough, he found his mother-in-law hiding in the corner with a turban on her head. Sometimes it said she was inside a pot, trying to hide, just getting a glimpse of Mahaprabhu's dancing. Throw her out! Srivas grabbed his own mother-in-law by the hair and dragged her out, threw her outside. But she got a glimpse. Great fortune to be chastised by the Lord. When Vikreshwara Pandit, Devananda Pandit, he offended Srivas Thakur. Devananda Pandit was a great scholar of Bhagavatam, but his conclusions were not bhakti. They weren't pure. And when Srivas Thakur came and heard his recitation, Srivas was just hearing the Bhagavatam. He wasn't even considering the commentary. He went into ecstasy, and Devananda Pandit's associates, Bhutu Prabhu was just explaining a different situation. Srivas Thakur is not in the same category as we are, or we're not in his category. He went into ecstasy. He was rolling on the floor. And the immature neophyte followers of Devananda Pandit pushed him out the door. You're just causing a disturbance. We can't hear what he's saying. He's giving some Gana commentary or something. They kicked him out. So this was a great offense, and Devananda Pandit was therefore lost all of his ability to understand Srimad Bhagavatam in its real essence, and was very unhappy. It was only by the grace of Vikreshwara Pandit later on he was delivered. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came past there, he saw, this is that offender. I'm going to rip his Bhagavatam to pieces, he said. He wanted to go in there and tear the Bhagavatam to shreds because he was an offender to pure devotees. The devotees had to hold Mahaprabhu back. He was so fierce. Later on, of course, he got that mercy and Lord Chaitanya forgave him for that offense because he got the mercy of Vikreshwara Pandit. And of course, Srivas Thakur didn't take offense in the first place. There are different instances like this. And another time in the house of Srivas Thakur, the kirtan was going on so ecstatically. There was one young brahmachari who so much wanted to enter into that kirtan. He was very austere. Very austere. He lived on drinking milk. Nothing else. He made a vow, I'll just drink milk. He begged and begged Srivas Thakur, please, please, can I enter into the kirtan at night to see Mahaprabhu dance? Ooh, don't know. Don't ask me that question. Srivas Thakur wouldn't. Eventually, he insisted and begged and begged. All right, but be very careful. You have to hide very, very carefully. He let him in and hid him away. And Mahaprabhu was dancing, and all the devotees were circling, and Advaita Chai was circling around, dancing ecstatically. Sometimes Mahaprabhu's body was elongated, sometimes it was shriveling up. There was his ecstatic eyes were raining out prema from his eyes on everybody. Sweat, everything was simply liquid prema. You can't imitate this. And then Mahaprabhu stopped. What's happening tonight? I'm not feeling ecstasy. Srivas, is there someone in your house who should not be here? No, there are only pure devotees here, my lord. Only pure devotees. To tell you the truth, there's one very, very pure brahmachari here. My lord, he lives simply by drinking milk. He's very pure. What? You think you can attain me by drinking milk? I can only be attained by pure devotional service, not by this so-called austerity. And then he gave so many examples of Hanuman and Gajend and so many other persons who attained him. They weren't undergoing austerity, even the gopis. So many examples he gave. It's only by pure bhakti. He had a tinge of impersonalism, this brahmachari. But when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, his heart melted. And Mahaprabhu said, "Kick him out!" Immediately he was thrown out of the house of Srivas. But as he was leaving, this brahmachari thought, another lesson. Oh, how fortunate I am. I've seen the Lord for a moment. How fortunate I am. Lord Chaitanya could see his heart. Said, okay, bring him back in. He's now eligible. Because he just gave up all false ego, all attachment to thinking by austerity, etc., we can attain the Lord. Austerity means to follow the spiritual master's will. Just like Devananda Pandit. Lord Chaitanya chastised him like anything on another occasion for his offense to Srivas Thakur. And Devananda Pandit took it very humbly. And he actually felt this completely, you could say, humbled and completely felt terrible about himself. He just gave up a complete humbleness. He was so thankful. He said, I'm very fortunate to have received this chastisement from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is a major lesson to learn. This is what we were discussing yesterday. Brahmananda Prabhu was saying how the greatest sign of Srila Prabhupada's love was when he was chastised. And he took it as a sign of love. This is the mercy of the spiritual master. It means he loves us when he chastises us. Otherwise, who cares? Just get away from here. But he really means it. The pure devotees mean it. They want to see us corrected, purified, so we can actually enter into the pure Sankirtan. It's not just, it's not an easy thing. But if we can take it like that, then we become eligible to receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Devananda Pandit did. As this brahmachari did. One time when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the house, what is the time now? Oh, I just have to finish then. There's so many wonderful stories and pastimes of great significance, but there's one very significant pastime. I'll just have to summarize it basically speaking, and we might be able to read a couple of verses from Chaitanya Bhagavat on this pastime. There's so many other different pastimes, but this is also in the house of Srivas Thakur. One time when the kirtan was going so ecstatically, somehow or another, in the back rooms were the residents, the family, Srivas Thakur's family. He had several children. His brothers, he had three other brothers, they were all great devotees. His wife and other members of the family, they were all in the back house, and the children were in the back house. And it so happened that one of Srivas Thakur's children, boy, son, passed away in the middle of the kirtan. Nobody in the kirtan knew about it. The news was passed to Srivas Thakur. He came to the back and he heard all the ladies, they were crying, as ladies usually do, naturally, when something like this happens. They cry anyway, even if something like this doesn't happen. But naturally, if your son dies right there and then, how would you feel? It's only natural that woman, especially the mother and relatives, were crying, hollering. Oh, Srivas Thakur said, basically in two words, he said, shut up. He said more than that, but we have to summarize it a little bit. He said, don't you understand how fortunate we are? In the middle of the kirtan, with the holy name resounding in our house, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates are dancing ecstatically. How fortunate our son is to have passed away in this situation. And he calmed them down. It was a long dissertation, quite long. It's given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur at length, of what actually happened. And eventually he managed to calm them down. He said, if you don't shut up, and if you're crying disturbs Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will drown myself in the Ganga. You won't see me again if you disturb Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the middle of his kirtan. You won't see me again. So that kind of okay. Control their senses somehow or another. Try to keep quiet. gag over their mouth, whatever it was. Somehow they kept quiet, and the kirtan carried on for hours and hours and hours. At the end of the kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Srivas, has something happened in your house? I got a funny feeling something's happened." "No, my lord. How can anything unexpected or unwanted happen when you are in our house and the static kirtan is going on? Nothing inauspicious can possibly happen in such a situation. Srivas, tell me the truth." He wouldn't say. Some of the other devotees came to find out, "My lord, Srivas Chakur's son has passed away." "What? Srivas, why did you not tell me earlier? Why did you keep quiet?" "My lord, I did not want to disturb your kirtan. My life, my family are only for your pleasure, my lord. That is why we exist." Lord Chaitanya became overwhelmed. "I've never seen such devotion as this. I assure you, Srivas, everyone in your family, including your pet dog and cat and everybody else, will attain prema, love of God." Similarly, and then Lord Chaitanya went and talked to that, went to see the boy. He took the boy in his arms and began to ask him, "Why have you left?" The boy came back to consciousness and said, "My lord, I am your eternal servant. Whatever you desire of me, I have come into this world according to your will for a certain period of time. Now that will is that I leave the world, so I am leaving the world as per your will. After all, we're not this body." And he went into a whole description of, you know, we're not this body, we're eternal servants of the Lord, and so on and so forth. And then Lord Chaitanya personally oversaw the final rites of the son of Srivas Thakur. He was so dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in those internal pastimes of the Lord in Srivas Angan. It said that even the tailor of Srivas Thakur was delivered by the mercy of Srivas Thakur. The tailor one day was a Muslim meat eater. He saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in the courtyard of Srivas and immediately developed love of God in himself and started to dance in ecstasy. I have seen. Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy upon him, allowed him to touch his lotus feet, and he became a great devotee. It's the power of Srivas Thakur's mercy, unlimited mercy. And then, quick notes here, maybe one or two other things we can mention. So many beautiful things with the dead son. Nityananda Prabhu used to stay in the house of Srivas Thakur. One time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there and he said, "Srivas, why are you keeping this drunkard in your house? Nobody knows his caste, who he's coming from, what his business is. Why are you keeping this person in your house? It's ruining your reputation as a pious Brahmin, maintaining such a madman." Srivas Thakur said, "My lord, even if Nityananda drinks liquor and eats meat, I will still worship him on the same level as you." Mahaprabhu embraced him. "Srivas, you have understood the truth of Nityananda Prabhu. I assure you that nobody in your house will ever go short. Even if you never leave your house, you will never be short of anything." Another time when Lord Chaitanya came back from Puri, he went to the house of Srivas and he said, "Srivas, you're not doing anything. You're a grihastha. You have a big family. You're not doing anything to maintain your family. How are you maintaining yourselves?" "What? What does that mean? 1, 2, 3. What does that mean? 1, 2, 3. Srivas Thakur said, "My lord, well, first of all, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Srivas, as a grihastha, you should go out and beg. You're a Brahmin. You're in your rights to maintain your family." "Then, why don't you?" He said, "I'm not interested in that, my lord. If the Lord will provide everything, if he wants." And the Lord said, "Then why don't you take sannyas?" He said, "You should take sannyas." And then he went, "What does that mean?" He said, "If the Lord doesn't provide what we need after 3 days, and I will throw myself in the Ganga and quit my body. Lord Chaitanya was astonished. He embraced Srivast Thakur and said that your devotion is incomparable. Your dependence and love for the Lord, right? And gave that benediction that no one in your house will ever go hungry. And they're on. Actually, the Ganga had a very special relationship with Srivast Thakur. Lord Chaitanya said, Ganga Devi is always hankering for the opportunity to embrace you. She's a form of the Lord. So many times you see Ganga comes up in Srivast Thakur's pastimes. And I guess our time has expired. I might be one small, small, there's so many things. Hare Krishna. Okay. We will finish then with one last thing. Don't leave the drunkards out. Nityananda's not the only drunkard. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going past one liquor shop, there were many drunkards inside. He was with Srivast Thakur, they were going together. And Lord Chaitanya said, Varuni! Varuni! He went into a Balaram mood. I am Balaram! He went inside. He was going to go in. My lord, no, don't go in there. That's a liquor shop. Why not? Why should I not go in? What will people think, my lord? What do I care about what people think? I'm going in. My lord, what will they... They will misunderstand. They won't understand your mood. I understand you're no different than Lord Balaram, but the people in general will not understand this. They will think it's fine to do this. I don't need to follow rules and regulations. I'm the supreme enjoyer. He wanted to go in and enjoy liquor with the drunkards. If you do this, my lord, I'll throw myself in the Ganga. Oh, all right then. I won't go in. So he restrained himself and they moved on. And the drunkards all came out. Hey, Harry, Harry. Here's the Harrys. Harrys are here. Harry Ball. And the drunkards all came out and started dancing. And immediately by the sight of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all became purified and became devotees. So our Sankirtan is like that. We go left, right, and center. Lord Nityananda is our Sankirtan Acharya. We go left and right to try to do this. This is how you get Nityananda's mercy. Go to every town and village and preach the holy name. Don't care who they are. They may be drunk or they may be sunk or they may be whatever they are, on junk, whatever they're doing. Everyone in the material world is in trouble. Everybody, no matter who they are, they're all in complete maya. Go and distribute the holy name every town and village, wherever you live, and books simultaneously together. That's Prabhupada's movement. Distribute books, chant Hare Krishna. It's a Sankirtan movement. Everything else is to facilitate that. Our coming here to Sri Vrindavan Dhamma is so that we become inspired, not to come and live here and, you know, roll in the dust, or, you know, eat and then go into the MBT and eat pizzas and pasta and then think we're on some kind of bhav level or something. Our business here is to get surcharged so we can go all over the world and spread the holy name to every town and village. And if you're here, try to imbibe that in other people's hearts and follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and the Sankirtan party. As Bhakti Vishwa Madhava Maharaj was saying yesterday, the gang. He was calling us a gang. So we have to go out, we have to gang up and go out and save all the gangsters. Bring them into the gang as well. Okay? Catch them all. Bring them all in. Everyone's eligible for Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Hare Krishna. So what are we going to chant before we chant Hare Krishna? Is it Gaurati Sham Hare Krishna? No. Sorry, I got it wrong. I read it. It was in Prabhupada's purport. It must be authorized. Take things out of context. No, what does Prabhupada say? First we should chant what? Come on. Oh, come on. Falling asleep again. Hands up, come on. Loud and clear. One more time, Hare Krishna now. Hare Krishna, come on. Oh, the drunks can chant louder than that. I've heard drunks chant louder than that. We were in a pub last year in Uttoxeter. It was full of about... We were on Harinam with all these congregation of us, a little tiny village in England. Nobody on the street. There was more of us than them. And there was this one pub round the back street. I took the buzz round the back street. I thought, maybe there's someone in the back street. And there was this pub, and that's where they all were. All these men were in there drinking away. They said, let's go in. We all went into the Harinam party. All these old ladies and people who'd never even been on Harinam before suddenly found themselves in the pub. They'd never been in a pub either before. Indian ladies and men. We went right in there. And all these guys, hey, it's the Harris, 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 they went. And they had the stage at the front, so we went straight onto the stage, you know. And the guy gave us the mic, and we started chanting, hey, come on, put your hands up, guys. They all put their hands up. Say, Harry, Harry, they all went. And then one of them came on after we got them through a mantra or two, and they were holding on, putting their beer bottles up in there, like this, you know. Harry, Krishna! And they were really happy. And then one of the guys, one of the bold one, came up and took the mic off me and said, Hare Krishna's the best religion in the world! He said. He was drunk, but anyway, he appreciated it. And then he said, Harry's, can you say a prayer from a football team? If they don't win today, they're going to get relegated. And no, we just said, Hare Krishna. And they actually checked it out. They won. So I guess he became faithful in Krishna. Anyway, that's not what we're doing it for. But, but you know, they all loved it. They were so much into chanting Hare Krishna. And Jiva Goswami says even drunkards can experience ecstasy in the Sankirtan. You give them a bead bag, they'll bash you on the head with it. But in the Harinam Sankirtan, they just love it. It just goes along with their mood, you know. Not that it's the only type of preaching we should do, but I mean, it's just one of unlimited forms of preaching. Lord Nityananda was very merciful. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Srila Shivas Thakur Avirbhav Mahamahotsav ki. Sridhar Swami. We call him Sridhar Swami, is that right? Sridhar Swami Maharaj, I don't know, whatever. Ki jai! Tiroba Mahotsav, ki jai! Go Premanandi! There's so many Sridhar Swamis and Sridhar Maharajis, you've got to get it right. You know. Glorious to Sridhar Prabhupada. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo.